mal hier. Hier wir sind in Shida Mayapur und Bhakti Tatyana. Okay, everyone can repeat after me. Om. Apavitra, Pavitrova, Sarvavastam, Gatopiva, Yasmare, Pundarikaksham, Shubhaya, Abhyantara, Shuchi, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu. Do you watch one in the meantime? Yep, do watch one. And, neck beads, Prabhupada would call them dog collar. It's meant to, Prabhupada would say, meant to show that we are servants of the spiritual masters. Okay, once again. Om Pavitra Pavitrova Sarvavastam Gatopi Va Yasmarid Pundarikaksham Sabhaya Abhyantara Shuchi Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu Atma. And one purifies oneself with water. Water is a purifying agent. Om Apavitra Apavitrova Sarvavastam Utopiva Yasmarit Pundarikaksham Sabhaya Abhyantara, Shuchi, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu. One more time. I had to ask the driver if he wants to come in for lunch. Bring him in. So this mantra means either being purified or unpurified, having gone through all kinds of situations. If one remembers lotus eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead, then he becomes purified both within and without. Piraj, you stay for prasad. The essence of all Vedic literature is to remember Krishna. Smartavyam satatam Vishnu. And everything that we do is so that we can develop a love for Krishna. When you love somebody, then you always think of them. And it's an exclusive type of love, mamekam, but at the same time that exclusiveness includes everyone else who's related to Krishna. And since everything is related to Krishna, therefore it means loving not just Krishna's devotees, but all living entities, Krishna's creation, spiritual world, cows, mosquitoes, snakes, everybody. But nitya siddha krishna prema sadhya bhavano shravanadi siddha chitti kurate yudo, that this prema, it's there in everyone's heart. It's there because it's the nature of the living entity. We are sat chit ananda, that is the substance of which the soul is made. And ananda means pleasure. It's the pleasure that comes from love. You have to exist in order to love. And you have to be able to know how to love, and you have to be able to know love itself and loving exchange. So that's our nature, Sat-Chit Ananda. And we are all living entities who are meant to awaken our love for Krishna. It's very covered. Therefore, we love ourselves, we love our family, we love this world, we love our car, we love so many things. This is all Maya. We need to learn how to love Krishna, and when you love Krishna, then you can love everyone else and everything else. To awaken that love is only possible by chanting Hare Krishna. And chanting Hare Krishna is a great science. It has to be done without offense. Unless one chants offenselessly, you cannot awaken. And when one chants purely, then the result of this pure chanting is that ultimately that love will come. That heart which is still faint. And in order to chant offenselessly, one has to know the science. Ye Krishna Tattva Veti. One has to know the science of Krishna. Yadasmasharam Ridaya Bhatedam Yadrihamana Harinam Adhyaya. So, as long as tears don't come to the eyes when you chant Hare Krishna, then that means offenses are still there. It's not a secret, not difficult to figure out. If one chants Hare Krishna properly, there should be hair standing on end, shivering of the body, tears in the eyes, and so on. That becomes the result of properly chanting Hare Krishna. And then that type of chanting leads, actually, to prema. But Krishna says, Janma karma chame devyam evam jo veti tattvataha. Veti tattvata, you have to know Krishna in truth. How can you know Krishna in truth? Prabhupada had given us all these books, so we know Krishna in truth. Therefore, Prabhupada's books should be read and studied and memorized. Devotees neglect reading. Because they neglect reading, they can't chant properly, because they don't have the proper knowledge. Sat Chit Ananda. Unless you have that chit, then it will not come. So, how does that prema awaken? Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma. So, when that chit shakti mixed with this ladini shakti, when they mix, then that is how this prema comes. So that's why Prabhupada, that was his life, giving these books. If you don't read these books, then actually Prabhupada said in one discussion, he said it's an offense, it's an aparadha. To neglect studying Prabhupada's books is an offense. And it's just imagination that devotees will become Krishna conscious. So they'll become Hindus, or they'll take birth again in the material world. But it's a science. So, janma karma chame devam evam jo veti. Veti means know me. Tattvataha, in truth. Who is Krishna? We talk about Krishna. Who is he? What is his personality? What is he like? What are his pastimes? You have to know this tattvataha. And then the chanting will become fruitful. Okay. So, now, you're taking initiation into this Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya in Sridhar Mayapur, very, very auspicious. And, but please, yeah, we're going to take a picture for it. Please tell us what the vows are that you have to follow.
I promise you to follow the four principles. No eating meat, fish or eggs, no gambling, no use any intoxication, and no illicit sex. And every day chant 16 rounds Mahamantras on this.
Minimum. You can chant more.
No.
You can
chant more. I try.
When I leave, and then you don't have to come over and clean, then you should go into the temple room, sit down in front of Panchatattva, chant 64 rounds. If you can chant more, chant more. Pasikananda, you've got nothing to do. Chant 64 rounds a day. Okay, your name is the name of Srimati Radharani, who is very, very wonderful dancer. Prabhupada said these two things, her cooking and her dancing. This is what attracts Krishna. So your name is Tandavi Devi Dasi. Hare Krishna. Tandavi Devi Dasi Ki Jai. And it's, I wrote it down for you, and it's written like this. Tandavi. V. Tandavi. Hare Krishna. Okay, now feast time. Actually, you should help serve the devotees. Prasad.